From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama is due to speak momentarily on his winning today of the 2009 Nobel Peace Prize. The Norwegian Nobel Committee cited Mr. Obama for reinvigorating international diplomacy and for his vision of ridding the world of nuclear weapons. Mr. Obama has been president for a short time, and Stephen Hess, an historian with the Brookings Institution, says today's award seems to be as much about encouragement as about past achievements.
For someone who's only been in office for less than a year, you'd have to say that the world, or at least through the Nobel Committee, is making a down payment on what it expects of this president.
Two other sitting U.S. presidents have won the Nobel Peace Prize, Theodore Roosevelt in 1906 and Woodrow Wilson in 1919. President Obama is to hold a fourth meeting with his security team today on Afghanistan strategy. And he is to square off against some big business interests as he defends his plan for a new agency to regulate consumer loans such as home mortgages and credit cards. NPR's Scott Horsley has more on that.
President Obama meets this afternoon with several people who feel they were victimized by abusive consumer loans. He'll argue that Americans need more protection from confusing or unfair lending practices, and that the best way to provide that is with a new standalone agency. The Chamber of Commerce and the American Bankers Association have lined up against the proposal, warning it could make credit more costly and harder to come by. But Travis Plunkett of the Consumer Federation of America says Mr. Obama is taking a hard line.
He's spoken out now several times and is making it clear that it's a big priority for him, and he's willing to spend political capital on it.
A House committee is due to consider the proposed agency next week as part of a broad overhaul of financial regulation. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Federal prosecutors in Denver have secured an indictment for the father of Najibullah Zazi, the Afghan who is in custody for an alleged terror plot in New York City. NPR's Martin Costi has more.
Back in mid-September, 53-year-old Mohammad Zazi voluntarily went to the FBI's offices in Denver, where agents questioned him about his son, Najibullah Zazi, who was under investigation for an alleged bomb plot. According to the criminal complaint, the father lied to the agents when he told them that he'd not had any phone conversations with anyone in New York about his son. The FBI says it has phone intercepts proving otherwise, and a grand jury in Denver has now indicted the elder Zazi for making false statements to federal investigators. He's out on bail and due in court on Friday, while his son, Najibullah, remains in custody in New York. Martin Costi, NPR News.
This is NPR News. NASA used a piece of space junk to punch a new crater into the moon this morning. However, the live show sent back from a spacecraft that monitored the blast was not as spectacular as some people had hoped. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports.
NASA thinks that dark, cold craters on the moon might be hiding water in the form of ice. To find out if that's true, the agency sent an empty rocket part crashing into a crater at the moon's south pole. The impact kicked up a cloud of dust. A spacecraft flew down through that dust, checking for water and sending data and live footage of the crash back to Earth. NASA broadcast the images on its website, but it wasn't very dramatic, just a scene full of gray craters. The craters slowly got bigger and bigger as the spacecraft seemed to creep towards the moon frame by frame. Viewers did not see a flash from the impact itself or the cloud of dust, although NASA did say the spacecraft's instruments seemed to be working normally. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
At least 49 people died today in Pakistan when a powerful car bomb tore through a crowded market area in the northwestern city of Peshawar. Many more people were injured. Peshawar has become a frequent site of attacks. Myanmar's leading democracy advocate Aung San Suu Kyi met with Western diplomats today to discuss the possibility of lifting international sanctions on her country. Suu Kyi's party won an election there in 1990, but the military rulers never allowed it to lead. She has been detained for 14 of the past 20 years. Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 23 points at 98.10. The Nasdaq Composite is up 8. The S&P up 2. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.